From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues part one of a two-part message entitled, You Take the High Road and I'll Take the Low Road. The text is Genesis chapter 13, verses 5 through 18, the account of Abraham and his nephew Lot separating because of the abundance of their flocks. In this first message, Dr. Cairns focuses on Lot and the downward path that took him from Bethel, the house of God, to Sodom, a place of unspeakable wickedness. Lot's poor choices reveal a number of things about him. He was a man who had wrong views of God and of himself. Like many who profess Christ as Savior, Lot thought he could live his life without reference to God in the ordinary affairs of life. The cost of that thinking was awful in the extreme. Before the message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, God Routs Fear. The text is Numbers 23, verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. How this should cut up root and branch all silly, superstitious fears. Even if there were any truth in witchcraft and omens, they could not affect the people of the Lord. Those whom God blesses, devils cannot curse. Ungodly men like Balaam may cunningly plot the overthrow of the Lord's Israel, but with all their secrecy and policy, they are doomed to fail. Their powder is damp. The edge of their sword is blunted. They gather together, but as the Lord is not with them, they gather together in vain. We may sit still and let them weave their nets, for we shall not be taken in them. Though they call in the aid of Beelzebub and employ all his serpentine craft, it will avail them nothing. The spells will not work. The divination will deceive them. What a blessing this is! How it quiets the heart! God's Jacobs wrestle with God, but none shall wrestle with them and prevail. God's Israels have power with God and prevail, but none shall have power to prevail against them. We need not fear the fiend himself, nor any of those secret enemies whose words are full of deceit and whose plans are deep and unfathomable. They cannot hurt those who trust in the living God. We defy the devil and all his legions.
Till I die, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I left my friends and kindred bound for the promised land. The grace of God upon me, the Bible in my hand.
In these lands I trod.
Dying sinner, come to God. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We'd like to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues. The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. During this week, he'll be dealing with such subjects as, did God create evil? What does it mean to call no man father? What is the unpardonable sin? Does Hebrews teach that Christians can lose their salvation? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You are sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
surveyed the countryside around about him. The question was, where will I go? To him there was only one place to go, one direction to take. He could hardly believe that Abram was so foolish as to have allowed him the first choice. Because there really was only one choice to make. And Lot chose that fruitful plain of Jordan. Now, of course, he knew well that it was a moral and spiritual desert. He knew that. More than that, it was a den of iniquity and of vice under the judgment of a holy God. He knew that. But business was good there. And so he made his choice and he pitched his tent towards Sodom without further delay. As he went, I think Abram must have had mixed emotions. On the one hand, there's a natural sorrow at the loss of family fellowship. After all, Abram himself was a stranger in a strange land. But on the other hand, there must have been a sense of relief. This separation is not something forced on Abram. It was something that he called for. I notice it says there was a strife. Not just there was ongoing strife. That may have been the case, but I think the idea here is there was a strife. And as soon as that strife broke out, Abram recognized, this is not something I can allow to proceed. And so he called for separation. And when that separation took place, there was relief that he was separated from a carnal, contentious, compromising man, however dear the fleshly bond between them was. And there's a beautiful thing here in Genesis 13. Put yourself in Abram's position with these mixed emotions, a natural sadness combined with a spiritual relief. See Lot drawing away and becoming just a speck in the distance. But this passage makes plain, as Lot drew away from Abram, the Lord drew near to him, and he gave Abram a glorious assurance. We have read it tonight in the passage from verse 14 through to verse 17. Where he said, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, northward, southward, eastward, westward, look at this whole land, for I give it to you, and I give it to your seed after you. Arise and walk through this land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, because I will give it unto you. Abram did just that. He got up from Bethel, and he traveled the length of the land down to Hebron, and he pitched his tent in Mamre. And so ends the episode of Abram and Lot, with Lot either in or on his way to Sodom, and Abram at the altar of the Lord in Mamre. What a contrast. Both Abram and Lot started this journey from the same place. They started from Bethel. Abram took the road to Mamre and fellowship with God at the altar. Lot took the road to Sodom, with all its filthiness. There's no word of fellowship with God. And from then on, their paths were very different. Sure, at times they crossed, but they were very different. And from then on, their prospects were very different. It was a fateful day for both of them when they parted. In a way, It purified Abram's home and testimony. But for Lot, it was a story of short-term success that cloaked long-term disaster. As I sat in my study this week pondering this passage of Scripture, my mind went back to an old Scottish ballad that you'll have heard, no doubt, and if you've been brought up in our part of the world, this is a song you'd have been taught to sing in school. The Bonnie, Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond, one of the most beautiful spots on God's earth. But there's a line in that that says, "You take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you." Take Scotland out of it. And I think Lot could well have had those very words, or certainly the thoughts in mind. "Yes, Abram, you take the high road, and I'll take the low road. But I'll reach the goal before you." Certainly they took two very different roads from Bethel. How could two men who are saved by the grace of God take such different ways through life? It's a very important question. Because as you look across a congregation, even of this size, these few people, let me assure you, these are not just characters in the page of ancient history. These are characters alive and well in this very congregation. How can it be that there are some who take the high road and some who take the low road? How can people start out from the same place, the place of Bethel, the house of God, and from there diverge? And take such different roads through life? I think that there is a statement, or at least a phrase, that supplies the key. It's made of each of these two characters. In verse 10 I read, "Lot lifted up his eyes, beheld the plain of Jordan." In verse 14, the Lord said unto Abram, "Lift up now thine eyes." Each of them lifted up his eyes. But he did so in a very different way. The simple truth tonight in answer to the question, how can two people start from Bethel and end up taking such different roads? Abram and Lot went their different ways because they had two very different views of life. Let me say this, that Lot took a carnal view of life that led him down the road, the low road. It was a mistaken view, of course. The more I think of how he looked at things, he got everything wrong. He didn't see anything straight. I think the basis of all this is that he viewed the Lord wrongly. Let's start there. This is why in this pulpit I spend so much time preaching on the person and the attributes and the glory of our God in His Trinitarian fullness. This is why I spend so much time trying to expound from Scripture the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why I constantly tell you the most practical thing in the world is not what the world calls practical principles of living. They are not principles and they are not for living. The most practical thing in the world is the theology of the Word of God And the man who knows his God will be strong and will do exploits. The man who knows his God is the man who will know how to live right and will live right. Lot had a wrong view of the Lord. Oh, of course, he believed much truth about the Lord. He was a justified man. He was orthodox, you would have to say. But yet, this faulty view of God is very, very plain. And you could put it in a nutshell. Mostly it came down to this, that for all practical purposes, the Lord could be ignored. He had such a view of God that he had God in his little box. This is what I believe about him. But now I have paid my respects to God. Now I can get on with practical daily life. And for practicalities, God was practically ignored. That was his trouble. Now, anybody who says, I'm saved, but I can live my life without daily, constant reference to the God in whom I believe for eternal salvation, is obviously making an awful mistake. There's no mention in Lot's case of any seeking of God's will. You don't find Lot at the altar. You don't find Lot waiting on God. You don't find Lot opening up his heart to the light from heaven. There is no seeking of the will of God or of the guidance of God. And obviously also, Lot had such a view of God that let him believe that the Lord would continue to bless him despite his compromise with the world. Going down towards Sodom. He didn't believe at that point that he was walking into spiritual bleakness and spiritual disaster. He probably never even thought of it. He knew that he had been blessed of God. And it would continue. Even though he was going into compromise. I say this to you, my friend. It is a wrong view when you say, I'm a Christian, but you can live your life without constant daily reference to your God. When your time is not spent at the altar, when your time is not spent waiting on your God for His will, His guidance, His light, His power, His provision. And it is a wickedly false view of your God if you think that Christians may still be blessed, they may sin with impunity. Can't be. Your sin deafens the ear of God to your cry. How then can you be blessed? Your sin makes your occasional prayer an abomination. How then can you be blessed? If you are not led by the hand of God and you're not living your life in the center of the will of God, how then can you be blessed? Lot had a wrong view of the Lord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.